It's not 10, it's verse 7. Back up to it's 32:7. I don't know where I got 10 from. And Jacob was greatly afraid. He was scared of his brother. But watch this. And he divided the people that was with him and the flocks and the herds and the camels into how many bands? Keep going. I want to make sure I got it all. Keep going. Yeah, here we go right here. It's 9, not 10. And Jacob said, O God of my father Abraham, and God of my father Isaac, the Lord which said unto me, return, what did he tell him to do? Return unto thy country and thy kindred, and I will deal how? What if he didn't obey? He'll deal what? Well with thee. Keep going. I'm not worthy, lest of all miracles and of all truth which thou hast showed unto thy servant. For with my what? Staff, I did what? Passed over this Jordan. And now I am become how many? One staff became two camps. Two camps, glory to God, for being obedient. And from the Abrahamic blessing, glory to God. Now we can go on to David. Even at a young age, God chose him to be king. And that was in, you don't have to turn there, it's 1 Samuel 16, 11, and 12. He killed a lion and a bear, then he took out Goliath. As king, he was rich and ruled many years because of the blessing. Don't you know you are qualified to receive that blessing? I just showed you, you're part of the family. You just got to obey. You got to understand, I'm part of the blessing. I can receive. I'm in the family of the Abrahamic blessing. It comes all the way down to me. It'll make it all the way down to me and my children and their children. On and on and on. I'll receive it. All you got to do is receive it. How do you receive it? First of all, be obedient. So going on a year ago, I'll throw this in there. Well, this is my next point, actually. About a year ago, I decided to pretty much stop listening to music. I'm listening to gospel music anyway, but not to put anybody down, but a lot of it is just music. There is no, from the ones I was listening to, hearing, I listened to what they were saying, but there was no scriptural. And I was just like, man, you know what? I'm just finna turn the word on. So I started off with Leroy Thompson. I listened to him a good bit. I listened to old Bill Winston. That's one of my guys. I listened to Stephen Furtick's song. I began to listen to what's his name, Jerry Savelle. And I would start, and what I would do, I would start at the far back as I could go. And I have an hour ride to work every day, Monday through Friday. And most days when I'm riding, I said, well, I don't like this drive, but I'm going to take advantage of this time. And that's what I've been doing for about the past year. And one of the things I noticed about pretty much all of them is how much time they spend with the word. How much time. Jerry Savelle said his daddy was an auto body guy, and he was one when he got up. And the Lord told him, I want you to shut that business down, and I want you for the next 3 months spend 8 hours a day in the word of God. Go check out Jared Saville. See where he at now. Go check him out. How much time do you spend? Well, I was on the prayer line, and ain't nothing wrong with it. But is it enough? How much time do you spend? And I'm beginning to realize the more you spend, come on, you got children. Take them. How much time they spend with you? How much would you enjoy? Especially your little one. And they just run and hug you. You like, oh, wouldn't you? Wouldn't you? Boy, my son hugged me, I might cry. I'm still trying to get him to call me. Anyway, praise God. That's another story. How much time would you spend? And that's number three, spend much time in the word. Jesus himself prayed often, did he not? You will find in scripture where Jesus went aside to pray. Jesus spent 40 days and 40 nights fasting and praying. Did he not? He prayed. Daniel prayed how many times a day? Daniel prayed 3 times a day. And that's Daniel 6 and 10. Our pastor prays several times a day. How I know, because I stay out there. I see him. Several times a day. The morning, 6 o'clock, at noon. He prays several times a day. Watches off of several times a day to spend time with. How much time do you spend? Not a put down, just take personal inventory. How much time do you spend? I'm telling you, if you'll set aside whatever it is you're trying to make happen, I'm going somewhere with it. If you'll set that aside and quit trying to make that business, quit trying to make that whatever it is you want, that desire, and you know that some people like to use, I got the hustle. No, you don't. Only the Bible says you should labor in the word. Bible talks about laboring in the word. The word will produce what you want. The word will lead. Ain't that right, AJ? The word will lead and guide you. The word will have people call you and say, hey, I want you to take this over. Ain't that right, AJ? The word will do it. The word will do it. Because God is that good. He sees your labor. Oh, let me do something for them. I told this story a long time ago, and I'm almost done. Where my son obeyed me, and he, y'all remember the story when he tagged that boy out on third base? He did exactly as I said. I didn't know he really heard me, but I said, son, if you do this, and I said, you can get that ball in your glove. And I was kind of shocked. I'm like, these supposed to be coaches coaching these kids, and they ain't teaching this. But he put his ball, that boy, it's kind of heavy set boy. He hit that ball hard, y'all. That ball went straight at my son. He took 2 steps over, bent down, put his glove on the ground, and tagged that boy out. Tagged him out. I was like, yes! Yes! He was so happy. I said, son, you got to calm down. You still got to play. I'm telling you, God is ready to cheer you on, yes. All you got to do is labor in the word. I didn't say you don't work on your projects, on your desires, but you got to labor in the word. Your labor in the word needs to be more than on what you're trying to get done. If it requires, look, y'all know it, and I done said it dozens of times when I get up here. Let me correct it. I really like hunting and fishing. Those are two things that I really like to do. I don't go out and party, none of that kind of stuff, and hang around people. And let me subject this. I'll tell my youth this. If your friend is getting in trouble, if the person you hanging around, let me correct that, is getting in trouble, that does not need to be your friend. And I'm talking to you grown people too. Your best friend don't need to be an adulterer. Your best friend don't need to be an alcoholic. I don't drink, but I just let them drink. You don't need, no, that don't need to be your friend. Your best friend. I didn't say you don't need to know them. That don't need to be the person you hang out with. The person you need to hang out with, the being you need to hang out with is Jesus. And if God tells you to go and instructs you to go over and hang out with them, okay. But that don't need to be your best friend. Glory to God. Spend much time in the word. Let me get done. Ministers that I know that spend time, and like I just named them, I've been listening to Keith Moore, and boy, he's an open, oh man, he got some real good stuff. I think I'm gonna go to Fred Price next. But he's been teaching some good stuff, some good stuff. And I decided to take the word in more often and listen to music less. The blessing has canceled debt.